I'm Marie Williams from Newton AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Weber and Jonah.
It's the JD Cymru Premier Podcast. Now, Jonah said to me before we came on air, we've got to talk about the big game first. My response, there's six big games. Which one are you talking about?
Well, there are six big games, Mark, but most probably the one everybody will be, you know, looking at more than any other game has to be Connors Quay versus TNS. You've got to be honest, it's top of the table, Connors Quay now top of the table, TNS in second place, 52 points against 51. What a game. It's set up. A lot of supporters of this league will hope that this goes right to the last game of the season. But as up to now, this is no doubt the biggest game in this season for both clubs.
And we have to say, obviously, with the results last week, you had convincing Connors Quay win and not so convincing TNS draw.
Well, look, it's how you look at it, isn't it? Obviously, the result at the end doesn't look like a convincing draw, but they did play well. They were excellent after the own goal went in. Aaron was unlucky with an own goal. He's headed it into his own goal, but then they worked Ballard as hard as possible to get a one-all draw. Ballard, what I thought were excellent in their work rate, just to stay in the game. But they were on their game, TNS, and the result just didn't go for them. But Connors Quay, like you said, have come into this game now on a great 4-0 victory over Carnarvon. So even George Orrin's starting to, you know, bang braces in. So you say they're coming in on great confidence. Connors Quay, they're undefeated at home. The last 12 games at home, 9 wins and 3 draws. That's good form, that's great form. And that has to give you confidence into the game. Of course they know that TNS went there this time last year in a big fixture like this, and TNS turned them over and went on a great run after that. So that, for me, makes it even more a vital game. I think Scotty Rusko and Stephen Evans will want 3. I seriously think that at Morrison, obviously, and Craig will want 3 points, but a point wouldn't be a disaster for Connors Quay. But it is a terrific game to look forward to. I think both sets of players, I think there's almost full squads available for the both of them. So yeah, this is the major game of the season so far.
You know, I suppose this is, you know, your comment about this is the big game comes from the whole issue of us looking now at games on a case-by-case basis rather than a pattern, because we feel, you know, one or two games could decide the rest of the season. Do you think the managers are looking at it that way, or are they looking at it in terms of a block of games and we'll take X points from those games?
I genuinely think, Mark, when you get to this stage of the season, it's almost like countdown with Liverpool at the moment in the English Premier League. They're just taking it game by game. And the managers will say to you, it's game by game, because if Connors Quay can win Saturday, that would give them a 4-point advantage over TNS with 8 to go. It's all psychological as well. Listen, you've got to be proven winners, which TNS are. They're liable not to panic should anything go wrong, because they'll still have the belief. But Andy and Connors Quay, were they to get a victory on Saturday, you know, they just got to deal with the running then. But yeah, for me, every game is vital. Every game is a cup final. Look, we usually do this podcast, and I don't even think this is the first one in a long time where there's so much depending on every game.
Well, let's get some comment from inside both camps, shall we? Jay Catton first from Connors Quay Nomads.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be a great game for the league, great game for us, but ultimately it still means little at this stage. You know, we had a big meeting of players and staff, and we come up with our individual targets, what we felt was we could hit and what we felt we could achieve and what we had to do those things, and we got off to a good start. You know, it was 2 wins. Like we do when it's Europe, when it's a pre-season game, when it's a League Cup game, the detail, the prep and the work is week by week, and that's all that it is. You know, we look forward to next week. It's a game. We'll do all the planning, all the preparation as normal. It's another home fixture, which is great. We've got great form at home. But that's what it is. Another game of football, one to look forward to. And hopefully we can keep this great run going.
and Scott Rusko from the New Saints.
Look at every team in detail and see where they can hurt us, and they're no different. They play their own way, their own style of football. It's very direct. It's back to front early. It's very physical. It's not easy on the eye, but they get results, and they're set up, and they are disciplined, and they play for their manager. And they've come a long way. But having said that, if we're on our game, we can beat them, no problem.
So let's move on. Staying in the top six, Jonah, the almost victors on Friday night, Ballytown, go to that side who I mark up as the kingmakers. We didn't really know how the kingmakers would get on after game two, because obviously their game with Barry got called off due to the weather. But they're back in action at Latham Park this Saturday. How do you think Newtown against Ballar is going to go?
Once again, it'll be a marvellous battle. Two good teams. Newtown are on 35 points at the moment, so they're most probably looking to finish higher than Carnarvon. And we got to let people know they're still playing for places in playoffs. So as the season goes up, down, every game means something to every team. Ballar, I think, they must be. Their target is third spot. Listen, they'd love to get back into the title race. Where they have won last week, they were back in the title race. But who knows, a point apiece between Connors Quay and TNS on the weekend, and they could get back into the title race with a win. So, look, I think they worked so hard to get their point last week against TNS Ballar, that they are 1-3. They are 1-3. As hard as they work to get that point, they don't want to waste that point. If you'd have said to them the week before, you've got Newtown and TNS in the next 2 weeks, 4 out of 6 would have been a good return. So they'll have to work there. You know, they'll go again and they'll be after 3. Newtown, like I said, their last game, they defeated TNS 2-1. So they're going to come into this with bags of confidence. Absolute bags of confidence. Look, like you said, the higher you finish, if you don't get the automatic European spot, the higher you finish, you're liable to get a home draw. And that is absolutely vital in these European playoffs. So these managers have been through it all before. Caton has done these run-ins in his sleep now. And Chris Hughes. So, again, it's an excellent game. Great players, all good players in prospect. Two good teams. And again, does it mean anything? Of course it does. Ballar are chasing the third spot, still want to stay in the title race. Newtown want to get as far away as Carnarvon as possible. Maybe chance to catch Barry and the people in front of them. Plenty at stake. Good game.
I just think that Ballar are not out of the title race yet. I think that absolutely, for me, this game against Newtown, if they win that, I can see, you know, possibly New Saints and Connors Quay going to draw at some stage, or them just picking up the odd 1 or 2 points. You know, if Ballar win this, they're at 48, and the New Saints will go up to 52, Connors Quay 53, or one of them will go down to, and one of them will stay at 51, 52. It's only 3 or 4 points away, and we've got another 6-odd games to go. So for me, Ballar are still title contenders.
Well, that's a fair point, Mark. Definitely a fair point. And they'll believe it in them changing rooms. You know, if Venables can keep putting the ball in the back of the net regularly. They missed Robles last week. He was suspended through 5 yellows. I just think they missed his, you know, he's just a little bit different to everybody else. And so, I totally agree with you. They are, if they can get a win, they'll still believe the first, second or third is available were they to win every game.
Now, the other game on Saturday in that top six to think about is Barry and Carnarvon. I'm sure Carnarvon are disappointed about not picking up anything on the first round of games. I'm sure Barry disappointed that they didn't get a kick a ball last weekend. Barry with a game in hand, are they possible title contenders? Or is that a push too far? Is this a game Carnarvon have got to win now if they want to sort of get themselves in the driving seat for a good place in the playoffs? Or is it a case for Carnarvon of, you know, settle in with the new director of football, we're going to be in the playoffs, whatever, etc., etc., do what you can?
First of all, I think everything you've just said sums up exactly what this game is all about. So you most probably said exactly what I'm going to say. But they both want to win this game, Mark. Look, Huey's gone to Carnarvon. He's working now alongside Sean Eardley. He won't want to go to a club and have three or four defeats. He's had defeated the first game, defeated the second game. Whichever way you look at it, his name's on the management list in the County Premier League. So he won't want to have a run of three or four defeats to start his, you know, allegiance with Carnarvon. So he'll be desperate for a win. The players will be desperate to get back on track. You know, they got a big cup game coming up soon against the Druids. So this will be key to getting their form back. And they need a win. They got beat 4-0 last week. They got beat the week before by Bala. So Carnarvon have improved so much over the last 2 years that they won't want to be people just turning up for games. They want to finish as high as they can. And Barry are still right in the European shout. Chesterfield's team, they played well, by the way. When, you know, they got beat 1-0 by Connors Key. They went down to 10 men early when McLagan King got sent off. He won his appeal, by the way, and I think he'll be playing this weekend. You know, Barry could play at home against Carnarvon Saturday, you could imagine, with maybe McLagan up top. And you never know, they might have Dave Cottrell and Jordan Cottrell as, you know, tens in behind McLagan. And they might just have, they might go for it Saturday. So this could be one of the most open games, because Carnarvon always, you know, they, with Darren Thomas and Leo Smith and the likes in their midfield, they like to get forward and score goals. So this could be a real entertaining encounter at Jenner on Saturday. And it's a game what they both want to win, desperate to win, especially Barry, I think. They want three, just to stay on the tails of the three teams in front of them.
You've mentioned the superstars that'll turn out for Barry. And yeah, we were expecting Kane McLagan to make an appearance last week, because he did have that red card rescinded, and it will be a boon to them. But Carnarvon, similarly, will have players who can hurt you and will want to get the goals as well.
Yeah, definitely, Mark. That's right. They've had a, you know, they got defeated 4-0 last week, and as a group, as a management group, as the players, they'll want to get back on track as soon as possible. Look, when they showed us about a month ago on Scorio, when they, you know, yes, they played a Cymru South team, Ammanford, but when they bagged the goals in against them, they looked a real entertaining team. And they'll go down to Barry, like I said, two of the most free-flowing teams in the league when they're on song. So this could be a good game this weekend.